Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds back in action tonight, closing out their five-game road trip in Winnipeg. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators head coach Andrew Brunette. Andrew, good morning. How you doing?
Morning, fellas. Doing good.
Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So I'm looking at the weather in Winnipeg, Andrew. You know, 31 and snowy. You know, all things considered, that's not a bad trip to Winnipeg. It's pretty warm up there.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. It's good timing. It's just under zero with snow. So it could be a lot worse for sure.
Yep, no question about that. So, Andrew, obviously not the results you guys were looking for against Calgary, and it didn't sound like you were overly thrilled with the way that your team played in the game. What did you make of that game, and what was the response yesterday at practice from your group?
Well, it was a little disappointing, the game in Calgary, especially coming off a game in Edmonton where, and really the other two games I thought we played really well. So it was our worst game of the trip. And it was a little bit disappointing coming off a big win in Edmonton and slipping down a step. So really good response yesterday in practice and really excited for tonight. I think the end of a long road trip, let's get a big win and go back home and try to make some traction at home.
So is there a fatigue factor there, just being on the road this long there? I mean, you know, 82 games, you're going to have some stinkers in there, obviously. But, like, what do you attribute it to?
Well, I'm not sure. I think we played a hungry team in Calgary. They just kind of wanted a little bit more than us. And saying all that, we're up 2-1 goal in the third, which is a little bit disappointing. On the road, maybe not our A game besides our goaltender, and we had some opportunities to tie to get a point out of that game. And again, we've left some points on the board, I felt, too many times this year. So that was part of the disappointing part. But we were in the hockey game. We did things well enough to win, but we didn't have enough. So lesson learned. Let's move on. And tonight in Winnipeg, we got another hungry team and a big conference rivalry here a little bit.
So, Andrew, Evangelista, he's got 7 points in the last 7 games for you guys. Nice 2-0 with him and Sherwood in the last game. What are you seeing from Evangelista right now offensively that's led to kind of the run he's on, at least from a production standpoint?
Well, he's very creative offensively. I mean, he's got really good offensive instincts, a real, good feel for that part of the game. He's a smart player, and I think him and Novi and Sherwood have played really well together. They've created a lot of opportunities. We just got to work on those kids a little bit, their 200-foot game on both sides of the puck. They've been equal opportunists for the other team and for us, which I love the for us part, but if we can cut down on the other part, it'd be great. But no, he's a great kid. I think he's getting better and more comfortable every game this year, and it's fun to see him make plays. And I think he's really helped, especially in the offensive department.
And obviously the power play really, slow start real early, but it's looked a lot better. What's been the key there, and do you feel like that's sustainable this year? How big of a deal is that if you guys can be that efficient all year?
Well, I think it's really important for our group. Any team in the league, you need your power play going. Usually means if your power play going, your offensive guys are going. So I think if we can get that a little bit more rhythm to it, I think it's been okay. We've been able to – we scored some goals. We've been able to be productive. I think there's a little bit of another level to get to, and I think for it to be sustainable throughout the year, you need a little better flow than we've had right now. But it's been good. I just think it could be better.
So, Andrew, you're only 12 games in to this point, but Ryan O'Reilly, I'm just curious from your vantage point as the head coach of this team, from the on-ice impact, obviously we see the hat trick the other day and the way that he's played on the ice, also – with the young guys in the locker room, the leadership, everything we know O'Reilly brings to the table, how valuable has he been to your group? How valuable has he been to your coaching staff just watching what he's done through the first 12 games of this year?
Well, I think equally valuable. I think even organizationally, to have a guy that comes in and day-to-day to be around him, for our young kids to watch him on the ice, see how he works. He's always willing to work with our young guys. He's on after all the time. He's working on all the little intricacies of the game. Always seems like he has a puck on a stick, and he's tries to get better. And here's a guy that's done everything in the game. He's won a Stanley Cup. He's won the Conn Smythe. He's been a captain of some really good teams. And to have him come in and for our group to see what it takes to win, what it takes to prepare, and what it takes to grow as a player, I think, has been invaluable. As a coaching staff, he's like he's such a cerebral player where he does everything right. So for us, it's easy. He's the low maintenance guy on our end, but it's also good again for our guys to see this is how you win. This is how you do all the little things. This is how you have to work at your craft. So he's been a pleasure to be around. It's nice to see him get rewarded with a hat trick, you know, coming off his 1,000 game milestone. So he's been real good. He's been a pleasure to, as a coaching staff, to have around.
Andrew, how do you evaluate UC Saros right now? I mean, the numbers aren't great, but that's also typical for him. And obviously there's always a lot more to a goalie's numbers than just the goalie performance, but just his performance. How would you evaluate it so far?
I think it's been great. You know, obviously we'd probably like to have a game back here and there, but he gave us every chance to win last game. I mean, he stood on his head. We probably had no business being up 2-1 after two, but he was just rock solid. And he is a foundation of this group, and you know, excited to see him play tonight.
Andrew, where are you guys at from an injury standpoint right now? Obviously, McDonough's been out a couple of games. We know about Glass and Shin and kind of what their status was before the trip. But what's kind of the update on those guys? How close are some of those guys to returning in your mind?
Yeah, I think they're getting there. I'm hoping maybe Mac today, if not, I think Saturday, kind of day to day. And then I think Glasser's getting real close. And Luke's probably a little ways away still, from what I've heard. And a little bit of bumps and bruises of guys on this trip a little bit here. But, yeah, we've been, you know, fairly healthy and be looking forward to get those guys back.
So what would you say at this point, you know, you've learned about this group overall, Andrew? Just, you know, obviously there's some things that you learn about individuals. You go through camp. You have an idea of lineup. But just at this point, is there something overarching that you've learned about this team to this stage that maybe you just didn't know or you were waiting to find out when the season began?
Oh, that's a great question. I think I'm still, you know, day-to-day getting to know them a little bit, you know, a little better. You know, where do they fit? How do they fit? Who do they play good with? And where, you know, so I'm still trying to learn a little bit what I've got for the most part. But I think what I do know of the group is that they really do enjoy each other. They work extremely hard. I don't think that any of our games has been not from a battle of will or want to be good. I think we're a hardworking team, which is for a coach is all you can ask. And I think, you know, I see growth. I see growth in our young guys. I see growth in our game. A little bit of a disappointing one on Tuesday. But for the most part, we've played extremely hard, and I think we played really well. And we've had some unfortunate self-inflicted at times or unfortunate things that happen that maybe our record could be a little bit better. But I see the growth, and I think as a coach, that's really important to see. And a group that really likes each other and competes hard every night is always a good sign.
Well, Andrew, really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Good luck tonight against Winnipeg, and we'll see you guys back at home on Saturday when you get back to Bridgestone Arena.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Predators Andrew. Head coach Andrew Brunette, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Interesting stuff there from Brunette. Big game tonight for the Preds against the Jets. And, you know, 5-7 right now. Saros, we were talking about this last night on Preds Insiders. The numbers slightly below where he's at right now for his career, which is, as you pointed out, Joe, it's not really it's not atypical of how he begins the season. He's typically a little bit of a slower starter, and then he settles into a groove, and he plays really well. Now, look, I thought he was – I know they gave up four. I thought he was great the other night against Calgary. And, you know, they were up 2-0 after the first period. They got outshot 17-6 in the first period and really got nothing going offensively other than the two chances they created where they scored on. So, wasn't a whole lot going on for the Preds the other night on the offensive side of things. I think Saros was good. You heard it there. Saros is going to play again tonight. I don't think that's a huge surprise. Hoping to get McDonough back in there tonight, according to Andrew Brunette. If not, probably Saturday. So it doesn't sound like it's a long-term thing with McDonough. But, you know, once he gets back in there, once Cody Glass is able to go again, Luke Shin, I'm interested to see what they do with their lineup. I mean, on the defensive side of things, Fabro was the odd man out to begin the year. With the way that he's played, I don't think you're taking him out. I think Carrier's been pretty good for the most part. So, I mean, I guess Lauzon would be the guy coming out if Shin's coming in at some point. But I'm really interested to see what they do there. I mean, Del Geizo, I think for the first couple of games of his career, He's looked pretty good. So they've got some decisions to make once the lineup starts to come back in. And then, of course, Joe, there's Tomasino, who with decisions that are about to be made, and I heard Barry Trotz on with Jared the other day, it feels to me like we're getting pretty close to a return trip to Milwaukee for Philip Tomasino.
And Caroline Rexroad and I enjoyed you two talking about this last night on Preds Insider.
Yep.
By the way.
Thank you.
Driving around. Yeah, I think that makes sense. I'm also wondering, we didn't get to ask Andrew this, but I am wondering about Yusto Parson right now.
Yep.
What's going on with him?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, the chances that he's generating has gone down. Now, you got to keep in mind, he began the season playing with Ryan O'Reilly and Philip Forsberg. So,
sure.
When you're playing with Ryan O'Reilly and Philip Forsberg, you're getting, number one, a lot of ice time, and those two have been really good in the offensive zone. So, I do think his play has dipped, and I think that's why you saw him get demoted a little bit. He's not using his size right now as effectively as I would like. When you're that big, you ought to be able to get to the front of the net a little bit more than he's been doing it to this point. So, I think some of it's a willingness to do that and get there and get your feet moving, all those things. But, you know, when you're not playing with O'Reilly and Forsberg, you got to find ways to generate your own offense. And he's not really doing that right now. Now, I still think he's playing well enough to let him play through it and stay in the lineup, but they need him to be better. I mean, the young guys right now, and, like, I don't really consider Novak young. I mean, he's 26. So I don't put him in the same category as some of these other guys.
Yeah.
Of the young guys right now at forward, like Evangelista's playing well, and everybody else kind of needs to pick it up a little bit.
Looking for more.
Yeah.
So 26 isn't young, huh? Interesting.
Well, it's not as young as 21.
Wow.
Or 22.
Yeah.
That's what the math tells me.
Gen Z or whatever it is.
Yeah.
What gen is that? What gen are you?
Keezer, do you know?
Keezer doesn't even know what Jenny is.
I think I'm Gen Z.
Are you?
Are you too? Are you
I'm
the
millennial.
End of the millennials?
Yeah, I'm millennial.
You're like the super...
Yeah,
I'm considered the last of Robbie's generation, basically.
Oh, you are?
What came before Boomer? Is that what you are?
Joe is a Boomer.
I don't know what, like, I don't know. Well, that's the greatest generation, right? That's what.
Well, maybe that's what you are.
That's
then.
What Dan Rather, yeah. Yes.
So-called.
The greatest generation,
thank
Joe
you.
Rexroad.
I fought with valor in World War II.
Yes, you did. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Coming up next, it's time for Preds Pick to Click. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025. If you guess a goal score for the Preds tonight, you win a pair of tickets to a future Preds home game. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.